This is a meeting of the Newcastle County Council Executive Committee. We have one item on today's agenda. We are running a little behind schedule because of the previous meetings, and we have another meeting scheduled for 4:30, which we will probably be still running a little bit late, but just to make sure that we are very mindful of the time as we move forward for the rest of the afternoon. For this meeting, we have present today President Karen Harley Nagel, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Shelton, Councilman Woods, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Street, Councilman Bell, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Weiner, Councilwoman Diller, Legislative Vane Nakai Trailer is taking the minutes for this meeting. I'm Councilman Hollins. We'll call for approval of the minutes from the meeting of November 14th.
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes from the meeting of November 14th are hereby adopted. We'll move on to the one item on today's agenda. Resolution number 18-022. Thank you. 022, requesting the immediate resignation of Newcastle County Council President Karen Hartley Nagel. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. The only thing I have to say is that the content of the body of the resolution speaks for itself.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Any further comment from members of council? Seeing no comment from members of council, any comment from any member of the public? Yes, please. State your name, please, for the record.
Vincent Deanna, address 34 Scott Pine, New York.
So scary.
On my seat, I speak from seated. I have a sewer name.
Could you speak up a little bit, please?
I said if I could speak from being seated, I have a sewer name.
Oh, go right ahead. Just speak up so we can pick it up on the tape here.
As many of you know, may be aware, I'm a close personal friend of Karen's. I recommended Kate Maxwell for the job. I didn't know her, but she was suggested by a close friend. She interviewed well and had a great resume.
May I stop you just for a minute? This meeting is about the resolution. It has nothing to do with Ms. Maxwell. Now, I would ask you that you not make reference to Ms. Maxwell at all.
A few comments on how this has been handled. There's been a shocking lack of due process, reminiscent of medieval sword chambers or kangaroo courts of the early West. Apparently what happened here is that several members of the council that have been openly hostile, the present council somehow determined that Ms. Maxwell was being the subject of...
We have to stop you again. You continue to mention Ms. Maxwell. If you continue to do that, sir, I'm going to have to not allow you to speak at this meeting. This meeting is not about Ms. Maxwell. Try to get that through your head.
Yeah.
If you cannot refrain from speaking about Ms. Maxwell, then you have no business to speak at this meeting regarding this resolution.
Well, how do you possibly separate the two?
You're going to have to, or you're not going to speak.
No, I understand what you do, but I asked how you do.
That's up to you. I'm not making these comments. You are.
It's impossible for me to do it.
Then I guess we'll go to the next person. Yeah. Anyone else in the public who care to speak at this meeting? Yes, please.
Just to offer to Vince that I think that you could bring that up under public comments. That what they're saying is that this agenda item is not germane. There should be a public comment, what I think that you should be able to say what you want to say.
He can, and that's tonight after the meeting is over. At this particular meeting, we advertise this particular resolution, and this particular resolution will be discussed. Tonight, after the meeting, I'm sorry?
I was just saying, I don't have the agenda in front of me, but isn't there always a J agenda item for public comment?
Tonight, there is a time, after tonight's meeting, after the legislative session, there's a time for the public to speak on any issue they want to after the printed agenda.
Yeah, and also it's on number 6.
Right. This other here is other things, but it's not germane to this particular.
I fully agree. But
right.
I'm saying that on this agenda for this meeting, there is a public comment, which I would
There's other. Right now we're talking about the resolution.
I really only
But it's not going to happen here today, to be clear. There will be no conversation about Ms. Maxwell, period.
Okay, well,
on the other or otherwise.
You made that clear?
Yeah.
I just, for my comment, I applaud counsel for bringing this forward.
She has to say
who
she
is. I was hoping I'd hear a little bit of debate. I know
your name for the record, please.
Thank you, Will, and I'm sorry if you are. The debate largely has, unfortunately, been in the executive sessions and privately held, and also in the newspaper. So I thought that maybe there'd be a little bit of discussion. Mr. Smiley said it speaks for itself, which indeed it does. So I guess this may not be a very productive amount of use of my time if there's no discussion, but I applaud the council for moving this forward, and no matter what the determination or that this issue to be publicly exposed, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Any other comment from any member of the public? For anyone who has other issues or concerns or comments, as I mentioned, they are welcome to make those comments tonight after this meeting. But today's meeting is not here to bash anyone, including the person of this particular resolution. It's all about the merits of the resolution, and the discussion will be around that. I know it's tempting to have other comments made, but they're not being tolerated here this afternoon. No further comment from the public. No further, Councilman Street.
Y'all want to have a fight, nobody want to fight. I'm just going to say this. I don't know where I'm going to end up this evening. To the extent concerns may be meritorious. Number one, she's already said she's not going to resign. Number two, even this comes to fruition. Last special election for president cost us $400,000. Is that correct?
$500,000.
No. And what I got for $500,000 was somebody sitting in that chair plotting and scheming on a regular basis to close down the Powell Center. So I'm not all that excited about a change in leadership, because I know what I got in the change. I know what it cost, and I know what I got in the change of leadership last time. That was a 2-year fight just to keep the Powell Center open. It had got open on your watch, and I was not going to let it close on my watch. And for $500,000, that's what I got. So be careful what you ask for.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any further comment from any member of council? And this will be on tonight's agenda for anyone who wants to attend council meeting tonight, which starts at 6:30. That's when the vote will be taken. At that time, I'm certain that President Karen Hartley-Nagel will be chairing that meeting, and she may allow some of the comments that other people want to make that I'm not going to allow here today. But for this meeting, we're only going to discuss this particular item. So tonight, this item will appear at council's regular meeting. There are no other comments. Is there a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.